Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Red Flags Make Cute Scarves. We have a very special episode for you. We are talking to Faith from Vanderpump Rules, as she's a former cast member, and she's talking to us about her experience on that show and with that group of people and her view on what's going on in the country right now. If you don't care about Vanderpump Rules, if you don't care about that at all, skip ahead 30 minutes. You want to hear what she has to say. This is a very big conversation, and I'm so glad that she chose to have it with me. It was a privilege, and I hope that you enjoy it and learn from it as much as I did. You can find me on Instagram, search for Lily Red. Here we go with Faith.
Hi.
Faith?
Yes.
Hi, it's Lily. How are you?
Hi, Lily. Everything's going good. How's it going your way?
It's going very good. Thank you for taking some time to talk to me tonight. I know it's short notice.
Oh, no problem.
Are you in California?
Yes, I'm in California. I'm like right outside LA.
Okay. Because I knew you were a couple hours behind me.
Yeah.
So, let's just jump right into it, shall we? Is that okay?
Yes, no problem. Congratulations on your podcast as well.
Thank you, and congratulations on your baby, your beautiful baby.
Thank you.
How old is he?
He'll be 4 months in this weekend. He'll be 4 months, yeah.
What's it like being a new mommy?
I love it. It's like a natural instinct that just kicked in, and it doesn't even feel that different, honestly. He just gives me a big, big center of love in my life that I've been missing, and I adore him so much. And you know, they grow so fast. That's the crazy thing about it. They grow so fast. It's like I want him to stay small, but he's getting so big.
He's absolutely beautiful. What's his name? Marcio, is that correct?
Marcio, yeah. Marcio, he's got his dad's name.
Well, that is so wonderful, and that's amazing.
Thank you.
And we know you, and the people that are listening know you from, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been on Vanderpump Rules, and you've done other things besides reality shows, but you've been on Vanderpump Rules, X on the Beach, and The Challenge, is that correct?
That's correct.
And Vanderpump Rules was the first one, correct?
Yes.
And that is what I mainly know you from. I'm kind of familiar with the other ones, but not as much as Vanderpump Rules, which kind of started everything. How did you wind up on that show?
Honestly, Lisa brought me on. Well, Guillermo brought me on originally. Guillermo's the co-owner with Lisa of Sir. Mm-hmm. So he saw me turning my paperwork to apply to be a waitress. And he was like, you know, it comes with the job, you know, if you want to do the show as well. And at the time, I had only heard about the show a little bit. And I wasn't really trying to get into reality TV. I had a whole other plan in mind.
Did you work there before or after the show started? You applied when the show was airing?
No, honestly, I don't even know if it was airing. It was a show. Yes, like it was. Okay. It was a show, but I like applied like as soon as I applied, like they put me on the show. Like,
there are people that work there that aren't on the show, though, right?
Yeah, there's like a lot of them that work there. They have like their own little group where they really don't like the people that work on the show that much.
Wow.
To them, it's kind of like they're kind of taking their customers, you know. So. Instead of it being a regular restaurant, you know, a lot of people come in and they want, you know, one of their favorite castmates to serve them or something like that. And it, you know, kind of takes away from their customers because, you know, they're just working to try to make a living. And, you know, these people that are working on the show get paid double. So it's kind of like, you know, they don't really like that too much.
How do they decide?
They're some good people.
I have so many questions for you, and I'm going to try not to say them as fast as I can think of and interrupt you because I want you to say everything you need to say or want to say.
Interrupt me because I have a little one, so.
How is it decided who gets to be on the show?
I'm not sure because when I came in, that was like the first time that they had newbies. So... It was like, so random when me and Lala joined their cast, because they had this group that they've had for years, and it was just their group. And I don't know how they decided that their group was going to be on a show, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if they, you know, that particular group of friends had their, like, all this drama, and they decided to be good for TV. I'm not sure. All I know is that when I joined, I was the first newbie they'd had in years, and so was Lala. So it was, like, really random, and it took some getting used to, especially for them, because they were not so happy about it at first.
And they do hire people there. So there were other people hired at the same time you and Lala were that were not asked to be on the show. You think it was just because you were pretty girls or personality?
Lisa did say that. I think Lisa did. She did say that. But I will say this. I was told by Guillermo that they get thousands of applications, like a month, mm-hmm. like thousands of them. And he told me that, we need, more color on the show. And, think we're a beautiful black woman and you would do really well. So they decided, we'll put you on the show to bring some color to Vanderpump Rules. So that's
how'd you feel about that?
Huh?
How did you feel about them specifically saying we need you to add some color to it?
At the time, this was said during my sit down with Lisa at Pump Restaurant, and like I didn't mind it because it was kind of coming straight from her mouth to me to try to get me to understand. And I don't know if
Lisa really Vanderpump knows. Told you that she needed you, she wanted you to come on the show to add color to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like that was a conversation me and her had off camera. We were just having a conversation at Pump during her lunch, like her tea time. And she was just saying that it would be great for her in the show, and she has different backgrounds that work in the kitchen. I'm guessing she was talking about the Hispanics back there, like the Latin people should work in the kitchens, mm-hmm. but they didn't really show anything on the show. So I said, I'd be happy to do it. And she's told me about the group that's already there, and that, they need a kind of like, they needed like a swift kick in the ass, kind of like how she explained it. She didn't say kick in the ass, but she pretty much like wanted someone to kind of come in and shake things up, but kind of set those people straight. Those people meaning Katie, Ariana, Tom, like all of them. Mm-hmm. And she thought, because I was in the military, that, that would kind of be like my introduction to the show. And like,
that's kind of badass, really, though. Like, so you're a hot chick in the active duty military working at CERB with all, like, that's a lot.
It was a lot. It was actually National Guard, but a lot of the times I would have to like leave training. Like, for instance, they wanted me to shoot at Lisa's house but during the times I was there at her house, we had to shoot, and they would give me like a heads up before shooting that we had to be there, and I would have like duty that weekend for the military, and they would be like, okay, well, can you get out of it? All the producers and stuff, and they're like, oh my god, this is so hard. So I would have to leave training and duty to go film their show.
Did people in the military give you shit about being on Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, they did. They were like, oh, you have to leave duty to go film some stupid show. They would be so mad about it. There were some that were chill about it, but I mean,
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I've been a fan of the show for years. So, but I just can, I would imagine that, well, I don't, that maybe a lot of active duty military maybe don't watch Vanderpump Rules as much as
no,
I do.
No, yeah, they're not really watching that. So, no, yeah, they were kind of like, okay, that's what you want to go do, but, this is, America comes first. And I'm like, you're right, it does, absolutely.
It does, before Lisa Vanderpump, and that's odd to think of. So when you applied there, was it with the hopes of being on the show?
No. I was applying there because I was in actually acting class. I was studying to be an actress. And that was my goal. It wasn't mm-hmm. to do reality TV at all, actually. So when I applied there, I just happened to be there with my girlfriends. And we were having drinks that night. And that's when Guillermo and I believe one of the managers walked over to us to get my application, and then once he got my application, that's when they talked to me about the show. So okay. It was like really random. Like, I guess I don't know how it how it ended up going the way it did, but I thought he was joking with me when he told me that Lisa would love me and that I would be applying for the show. I thought it was like a game. And then the next time I got called in, that was to meet Lisa and then to meet the producer. So I guess he was serious.
Wow. Yeah. So, God, I have so many questions, Faith. Bear with me. my mind is racing. So they decide that you're going to work there and you're going to be on the show. So how do you form relationships with the other people on the show? And were you going to be a main cast member or a friend of, or they didn't tell you? How do they work all that out and get you to be friends with these people and have it end up being an organic friendship also?
It was kind of, when I first was told I was coming on the show, they told me to be a main cast member. Me and Lala were the newbies and we were supposed to be main cast. That was what was told to me. But as far as getting to know people, that you were on your own with that. Like, you can't force friendship. So if they didn't like the chemistry, then you wouldn't film like as much as they would like you to. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. for instance, or you would. Like, for instance, a lot of them didn't like Lala in the beginning. So Lala had to film with just like me. Like
Lala came in hot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But like, exactly. For me, it was really easy. Because me and Katie got along really well when I first joined. And, like, Katie and Tom Sandoval pulled me to the side. I believe it was after the scene where you see us meet the other, I think, Jax's girlfriend. So when we meet her, or wife, when we meet her wife at the time, his girlfriend, we were all at the Surly Goat. It's called a bar. It's a bar. It's called Surly Goat. And we were all at this bar, and we're filming there. It's, like, on the show. And we're all talking and getting to know one another. That night after filming, Tom and Katie pulled me to the side and said, listen, we don't like Lala, we like you. And I think Lala made a statement kind of like saying, like, what did she say? I can be a bitch or something like that. Or she said something that rubbed in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if she said I'm a bad bitch or something. She said something. I forgot exactly what she said.
That rubbed you the wrong way or rubbed them the wrong way?
No, it rubbed all of them the wrong mm-hmm. way. It was for them, they felt it was inauthentic. Like, she was just trying to, like, showcase this alter ego, you know? Mm-hmm. So for them, they didn't like it. And they felt like I was authentic. So they really wanted to get to know me. And they didn't film it, but me and Katie would hang out a lot. And me and Ariana would hang out a lot. And then, you know, Katie would invite me over to, like, her friend's place. Line. We'd always be over there hanging out on the weekends and stuff. And then, so, like, we meshed well. But I think what tore my friendship with them apart is when I started hanging out with James and Lala, like, separately. It made them not want to invite me to things, because if I went to things, then James would be mad about it. He'd be like, oh, you're with them at this party? Why didn't you tell me I could go? Oh, am I not invited, Faith? Oh, are you the popular girl now? Like, they would be so mad, so...
And that was right after James came on, like, what, one season before you did, maybe, and had all the drama with Kristen, and...
Yeah.
So, this was right after... Were he and Kristen together at this point? Probably not, I guess.
Kristen wasn't even on the show.
Yeah.
So, I don't even, like, no one even talked about her. So, mm-hmm. I didn't even, like, get to even understand that situation, but... James, I don't think, was dealing with Kristen at the time. I think he was still hooking up with her, but he wasn't, like, dating her, like, not seriously dating her.
Mm-hmm. So, you genuinely became friends with a lot of the cast after that, though?
Yeah, I was cool with all of them. Like, they were so
And didn't you
nice.
Actually get Tom and Katie's old couch or something at some point?
Yeah, they were okay, like, yeah, take the couch, babe. We'd love for you to have it. Like, they were just being really nice and sweet. I had an apartment, but, like, I was literally getting a furniture together. They're like, oh, just take my couch. Because I was with Katie, like, a lot. So it was nice to them to be like, oh, take my couch. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it. And then they're like, let's film it. So, but anyway, they were really nice people. Like, I adored Ariana and Katie the most out of everybody, I think, during that time. And Lala at the time.
So when you were told you were going to be a main cast member, did you ever appear, like, in the opening credits, or did you think you didn't get as much screen time as the rest of the main cast members?
So during when you're first put on, you don't get your main credits. So, like, you'll get the group credits, like the group picture. Mm-hmm. So like me and Lala both didn't get our own credits. Not that first time we joined. It's kind of like we're going to put you in the show, but it's up to you as how well you do, kind of like. But in reality, is they're the ones that control it because they decide if they're going to film you or not. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's no one gets their own credits. Like if you're a newbie in the beginning, like this was a very different situation because they didn't have any newbies on before me and Lala. So they had like
people. And do you ever get, like, as far as the rest of the restaurant goes, the regular staff, and I'm sorry to interrupt, does anyone ever get bumped up to somewhere, I guess bumped up is the right word, to being filmed, and the rest of the staff, are they all glamorous like the people we see on TV?
No, I mean, they're regular people. They're cool. I mean, some of them try to be, but they're chill people. Like they're everyday people. You know, obviously it's, they live in LA, so I don't know if people that live outside LA probably wouldn't get it, but they're like LA people. I mean, except for like Ariana and who else, and Katie. I don't really see them as like LA people. They're just like chill, regular. They came off to me the most chill, the most regular. Those two and Swartz. Everyone else gave me like very LA vibes. Like I'm just gonna say LA vibes. That's all I'm gonna
say. And where are you from?
I'm a military brat. I'm from all over, but you know, I guess for people to identify more with me, I can say Georgia. Like I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I live in Baltimore. I lived in Belgium. I lived in Europe for 3 years. So like, I'm from all over.
Wow, that's a lot of places. And then so you land here. So they put you in the first season, and it's kind of like we're just going to see how you mesh and go from there. Is that kind of? So then you're on, and I, you know, you're on kind of like, you hang out with them and do stuff on film with them, and then season six happens.
Yes.
And the premiere of season six, I remember watching it, and the premiere, the shocking reveal was that you and Jax had slept together while he was with Brittany, I think she thought they were very happy. It was a big shock to everyone, I think, or everyone watching, I would think it was safe to say. And then I remember seeing you on the first episode at the big party or whatever was going on. Then after all that happened, where did you go?
I went to look for Lala, actually. Me and Logan left because I was not about to stay there for the rest of that. And then... I guess so. Okay, this is crazy.
But I kind of mean in a bigger picture, like where did you go the rest of the season? Because I don't know.
Oh, okay, the rest of the season. No, I left. They told me. They asked me to come film because originally I wasn't filming that season. I wasn't supposed to be filming that season. I wasn't there to like film. I was there for literally for Sheena's birthday party. That's why I was there. The producer spoke with me when I got there and asked me to sign an appearance release, not like
why were you contract. Not filming
huh
why were you not filming
I that just, season we just wasn't I don't know I couldn't even tell you I just okay. wasn't I literally have no idea but when I got there for the birthday party the producer was like listen, I heard some things, this party's dead, it's not looking too good, do you mind just saying something about it on camera? And at this point, I was like four drinks in. So I'm just like, all right, whatever.
I have something to say. You guys want to shake shit up?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like an idiot when after it happened because I watched it back like, what? Like, I don't even remember. Like, why did I say that? Because it didn't make any sense. Because
how did it start?
There for that. And James knew about it because James like went through my phone. He kind of had an idea. Not so much, but... they wanted me to talk to him about it on camera. The bad part about that was the only person that was supposed to know about this was Lala and Lisa. Lala told Lisa about it because she wanted to kind of bring it up, I guess, for herself on her own. And I didn't know how they were going to do that, but I know that that's what my friend Lala at that time wanted to do because we were friends at that time. So I was trying to respect that. when me and James took our Uber to Sheena's birthday party, we both left our phones in the Uber. Like, I'm not even kidding. Me and James both left our phones in the Uber. So I guess that night, Lala had called me 20 times. I was supposed to be in a club for some...
So you and Lala were very good friends.
Yeah, we were like, we were always with each other, like all the time at this time. Like, she was, I would go to her house all the time. I would go to restaurants. Also. We were always there. So I was supposed to be with her that night at a club. And when I went to Sheena's birthday party, I was only going to stay for like 10 minutes, but I ended up staying longer because I got like a little bit, you know, three sheets to the wind. And then all this crap happened. So when I rushed out of there, I didn't know that Lala had called me a few times. I had no idea because me and James left our phones in the Uber. So we didn't have our phones. Mm-hmm. So she thought I was ignoring her. And then honestly, the next day is when I found out like she hated me. So I don't, still to this day don't really understand why, but that was, I'm guessing that's why, because she wanted to break that story. That's the only thing I can think of.
So you were friends one day and you weren't the next after all this happened.
Like, literally, Logan calls her in front of me. Logan's like, oh, girl, like, you should have seen it. Faith was the talk of the town. She was this mad and all this. Like, we were all just, like, having a good time. And he's just making a joke about it, like, laughing about it. And Lala just said, oh, I'm not talking about that girl. We're not going to talk about her. And that's when I found out she was mad at me. But to this day, I couldn't tell you why. But I wish her the best. But, yeah, that was a really weird day for me, trying to figure out why my girl, who I was so close with, was upset with me during a time where everyone was being really rude and kind of switched up as well. So I didn't expect her to.
So do you mean, so you recently, last night, went on Instagram Live and talked to Candace from Floribama Shore, who I'm a big fan of as well. Mm-hmm. And
love her.
You said a lot. Mm-hmm. And as far as people acting a different way, when you say that, do you mean before or after everything got out about you and Jax? Do you think that
after?
Okay.
Definitely after.
Were you and Brittany cool before then?
I would say we were cool. Would I say we were like Lala and me or friends like me and James? No. It wasn't like that, but I would say we were cool. Like, there were times where, I think after her breast surgery, for her implants, I brought her sunflowers and mm-hmm. to her house, and she was really thankful for that. And that's when we kind of like was starting our friendship. This was before I even cared to even speak to Jax or anything. Me and Jax weren't even talking at that time, so we were just cool. But as far as her, like, oh, Faith, come over, hang out with me or do that, she wasn't like that. We weren't like hanging like that. Like, I was either with Lala or I was with James. But we were cordial with each other for sure.
And what about Stassi and Kristen?
No, I didn't even know them. I honestly did not know them, didn't speak to them, because I didn't, when I did my season, they weren't on it like that. Like, when they were on it, they weren't hanging out with Lala. They weren't hanging out with James. They didn't like them. They talked a lot of crap about those two people. So I honestly didn't know anything about them.
So you didn't know Stassi and Kristen until after things with you and Jax were exposed?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
they didn't like the whole groups. The groups didn't like each other. So James definitely would not have wanted me hanging out with Kristen or Stassi and vice versa.
And knowing that you and Lala were such good friends, when you watch back how she was acting with Brittany, and I mean, they all kind of rallied around.
Weird.
Okay. That's kind of what I was going to ask.
That was weird because she knew about it and wanted to break the story and wanted it to be this whole thing. Like, that's why I was like, okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. That's why it was so weird, because I'm like, girl, what? If you notice during filming, James is kind of trying to have my back a little bit in the beginning, mm-hmm. but Lala's like, no, it's women, stand there for women. But I can see him look kind of confused, because he knew that Lala knew before too and didn't care for it to be rallied up against me, that she had my back. That's why I was like, a lot of confusion between the people that knew us, that hung out with us, like, James and Logan and them in the beginning because it was really weird. I respect her stance on it, though, because, you know, I'm not going to tell her how to think or how to feel, but I will say that that really blindsided me because she was the one that knew about everything. And if you're really close with somebody, wouldn't you tell them?
Yeah. And she was the one that was encouraged. So how did the two people closest to you are really why all this came out, I guess.
Well, honestly, no. Jesse, who I was really cool with, I was actually, Jesse and Diane, they're like, they're really close people in my life at the time. And when I lived in Orange County. So when I went up to LA, I would crash there. Like, if I wanted to hang out in L.A., you know, I'd text Jesse, let me crash at your house. I don't want to drive, you know, an hour back to Orange County because, you know, if we're going out in L.A., it's because we're going out, we're having a good time, we're drinking. So I shouldn't be taking an Uber, $100 all the way back to Orange County. So I would stay with Jesse. I don't know if you guys know Jesse Montana. He was a waitress on the show. But Jesse was also known as a guy who the producers did not want to film. They didn't care to film him. They didn't think find him interesting enough. So he would, well, I noticed one of the producers, I overheard one of the producers saying, he's annoying, he's always trying to get in the scenes, like, we'll be in the scene talking, and then he would, like, run up into the scene and try to get into the scene, and then they would have to cut the scene and start all over again. So that night, Jesse knew about it at Sheila's birthday party. He knew about it because I slept at his house the night before and told him about everything. He went there and I guess had his agenda to tell Brittany, and no one else knew about that. So when I was with James talking on camera, Jesse then decided he's going to take advantage of this opportunity for him to get on the show more and break this news to Brittany. So he went and broke the news to Brittany while I was talking to James. So that's really what happened. So it was really very random how that even came out.
So I'm just going to ask you very bluntly. You insinuated on your Instagram live that you just did that you were treated differently because of your race by the rest of the cast. Do you think that is that, am I correct? And that's what you were saying?
I didn't insinuate anything. I said I was treated a certain way because of what was said to me after what happened with me, Brittany and Jax. What was said to me is what is being interpreted as exactly what it is, racist behavior. If a non-black person makes a joke out of a black person's appearance, something they can't change, like the texture of a black person's hair, that is a racial comment. That should never happen. If somebody slept with my boyfriend or my dad or whoever, and he was married, whoever the case may be, I'm not going to go to that person and say because they're white, talk about their hair or their skin tone or however their appearance looks because of the color of their skin, because that's what comes with being black. That was wrong. Now that's one thing that happened with Brittany, but with Kristen and Stassi, two people I didn't know, that had nothing. Well, I don't know if that was racial or not, but it comes across as a bullying aspect that I don't know where it came from, other than it looks crazy just because I'm black. Because I don't know why would they call the police on me? It didn't make any sense.
That whole thing is insane. But can we back up a second? What did Brittany say to you that was racist?
I was with my friend, a girlfriend of mine, at her house, and she ended up calling me from a blocked number. And when she called me from a blocked number, I guess they were filming. Because at this time, producer asked me to come film, and I said no. So I guess they were trying their best to try to get some type of answer from me or some type of feedback or get something from me, because nobody could reach me. So Stassi called me, or Sheena called me from a block number and had Brittany in the background. And as Sheena's trying to talk to me regularly, I'm talking to her regularly, and all you can hear in the background is Brittany screaming, saying crazy things, which I get, because she should be angry.
What kind of crazy things?
Just like calling me a bitch, I'm stupid, you know, I'm ugly, and nobody would ever want me, and just calling me names or whatever. And I didn't call her any names back. I let her kind of scream because I was on the phone with Sheena. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I heard, you know, and you're nappy-headed bitch. You're a nappy-headed bitch. Like, just things like that. Like, really, like, classless stuff. And that's when I was like, oh, okay, like, she's getting too upset. I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone. When I got off the phone, my friend got off the phone, and then my friend started defending me, who's white. She started defending me, yelling back in the phone. I told her, don't do that. This girl is hurt.
So that's when we decided to just hang up the phone. And then I didn't speak to her since. So I had originally asked the producers to let me talk to Brittany so I could tell her what happened and explain to her that I actually told, thank you, babe, that I actually told Sheena and Ariana about Jax before it even happened.
So almost the whole cast knew, it sounds, if you knew,
I showed them actual messages. So they seen it. When I showed them the messages, they said, oh, that's just Jax. He flirts with everybody. Jax still flirts with my friends, and he had to hook up with my friends all the time. So they knew who he kind of man Jax was. They just didn't tell Brittany, I guess. I don't know why they didn't tell her, because when it came out, they acted like it was like, oh my God, this is terrible. But like, they knew about it and didn't tell her. So I don't know. That's why I said I was very shocked at how everyone acted afterwards.
Was so concerned. If you were that concerned,
yeah, it was so weird. Yeah, because I honestly didn't. And that's when I realized, instead of telling them or showing them, because I originally showed them to ask them how should I approach Brittany, and they were kind of making it seem like it's not a big deal. Like that's just Jax being Jax. So now I'm like, damn, looking back, I should have took matters into my own hands and went and talked to Brittany myself instead of like even trying to go to anyone else about anything.
What was odd though is we saw Jax and Kristen, and we saw both sides of that story. And why do you think that we didn't see your side of the story that season?
They asked me, producers asked me, they didn't really ask me. I had an agent at the time, with Abrams Talent Agency, but Abrams is a big agency. It's the number four agency in the world. So they're not going to let me book anything without a contract, as you shouldn't book anything without a contract. I mean, everybody on Vanderpump Rules had a contract as well. So pretty much production was trying to get me on the show, but not give me no kind of contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized, wow, so you're going to have me come on a show. You're going to have people attack me. You're going to have people say mean things to me and not even give me a contract. Wow. Okay. I said, you know what? I would like to talk to Brittany personally. I'll talk to her personally. They were like, oh, no, we need you to just be on the show. So I'm like, all right. Yeah, my agent's not doing that. So my agent instructed me not to do anything there. He said,
why would they think you would just be on the show and expose this much of your life for free and not get what everyone else was getting? Why do you think they were asking you to do that?
I wish I knew. I can tell there was, it was just, looking back, that project just wasn't for me. Like, I respect what they're trying to do on Vanderpump Rules, but it's so much favoritism going on over there, and they run the show. I mean, if they sense that you are dumb enough to do it, which they probably thought I was dumb enough to do that, then they're gonna try to do it. Just like, for instance, when I signed my appearance release at Sheena's birthday party, I was signing an appearance release just to be at the party, not to film, but they got me on camera and they decided to make that one scene the entire season about that one scene, and I wasn't even filming. Huh?
The entire season was about you, and I think you were only
exactly.
Do you think that you were brought onto the show to bring some diversity to the show?
Originally, yes. That's what I was happy about. But I noticed my first season when me and Lala first started that, wow, they don't really care, because Lala would come back from filming like, hey, Faith, I just had my first confessional and it was so good. Love, she told me about it. And then James talked about his confessionals. And that's when I started to slowly realize, wow, I'm not getting any confessionals. Like, they don't really care about me being on the show at all. So
do you think that's because you were black? You are black, not were black. You still are black.
No, I don't think it was because I'm black. I don't think producers are racist. No, mm-hmm. I don't think it's because I'm black. I just think it's a lack of vision. If I was a producer, which I'm not, but if I was a producer, I would definitely not have someone there as kind of a showing of color saying, oh, I hire blacks. This is Faith. But then not showcase who Faith is. That doesn't make any sense. Why am I there? In order to interpret that, people would interpret that like, oh, Lisa is hiring black people, but we don't know anything about this girl. So that's what sucked for me, because I had so much to show, and I was told that I was going to be able to showcase my life. I was told that I was going to be able to talk about the military experience. I didn't get to do any of that. So I'm not sure why they wouldn't. It's not like my life isn't interesting, because at the time I was hanging out with a lot of people who people would consider celebrities at the time. So I didn't understand why I wasn't being showed, but I also wasn't going to be desperate and be like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm over here. Film me. Because I'm not that kind of person either. So
did you ever ask for a confessional or?
No. I remember I spoke with Lisa about it for a quick second and kind of told her how I felt. But the only time Lisa ever, I felt like, ever cared or ever wanted to, like, was happy about me being on the show was if something crazy happened. Like, for instance, Katie's engagement party was at Lisa's house. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Okay, so it was at her house, and this is when I first seen Stassi and Christian for the first time. So Stassi and Christian are on this, like, little platform. They're, like, giving Katie, you know, all their congratulations for them and stuff. And I'm standing next to Lisa at the time. So Lisa says, Faith, I want you to yell and say, get off the stage. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. She said, tell them to get off the stage. She's like, I don't want Christian up there. Like, I didn't know that her and Christian didn't get along at this time, her and Lisa. So she wanted me to, like, get them off the stage, like, start some drama. So I didn't. I wasn't going to do that because I had just learned that my grandma was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So, and she was dying. So I just wasn't in the space to, like, do that. Plus, I would never want to ruin somebody's engagement party, especially Katie's, because I adored Katie. But I noticed Ken walks away from me and Lisa and walks over to Lala, and I see him whisper to Lala. Next thing you know, Lala yells, get off the stage. So I'm like, no, y'all did not coordinate that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's if it's drama and something involved to help the show, which inevitably helps Lisa, then that's good. But if it's something like, oh, me, you know, not getting enough screen time, like, she doesn't care about that. She has to have a relationship with you or want one with you to care about your screen time. But I thought we had a relationship because she was personally told me she wanted me to do the show and brought up the fact that I was a Black. If I would have known that I was just going to be a showcase, a show that I was, she hired Black people, I wouldn't have done the show because I had a lot of opportunities in front of me. I still do.
So is there anyone else Black that works at Sir?
No, there was Richardson who worked at Pump, but he wasn't really on the show. You saw Richardson, like, maybe one episode a season. You know, but Richardson is a very good person, and he worked at Pump for a very long time. So he had been there forever, I think before the even show filmed.
So no diversity in the front of the house at
all? No, none.
It just was even none. Just the regular people, not the people filming.
No, nope. I think there was a mixed biracial girl there, I think, but she didn't care about nothing. She was not there to be on a reality show. So nobody, she did her shift and went right home, but no one really hung out with her from the show at all either. So if you seen her, you wouldn't know if she was ethnically ambiguous. You wouldn't know if she was had any Black in her or anything like that. But there was Hispanics that worked there, but it seemed like they all worked in the kitchen. So
why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't want to say what I think it is. I just want people who are educating themselves now that things are so out in the open now, to kind of really look at how things are being portrayed. If you look at Bravo, you know, you looked at Orange County Wild Housewives, you see all white. You know, you look at Beverly Hills Housewives, you see all white until now. If you look at Housewives of Potomac, mostly them are all light-skinned Black women. If you look at Atlanta, most of them are all dark-skinned Black women. It's like I don't know why Bravo is like that. I have no idea.
So it either has to be a Black show or a white show, kind of.
Kind of. I want to say kind of. I don't really know. I know, what's the woman that works on Atlanta Housewives? She's white. I forgot her name.
Kim Zolciak.
I love Kim Zolciak. I have no problem with Kim. And I think she's a
great. I think she's fantastic.
She's amazing. And I love all the Atlanta Housewives. So that works. I think that's cool because they put more white people on that show. Yeah, they should. And they could. And that'd be great because in Atlanta, there's a lot of white people that live in Atlanta. And there are a lot of good white people that live in Atlanta. And I don't know why they're not on the show.
Do you think she ever felt some of what you felt, being the only white person?
I'm sure she did. And you know what? In the world we live in now, I'm sure she probably can't speak up about it. Maybe because she feel like she'd be attacked if she did. But that's what we're trying to break now. It's not just breaking down the barriers for black people. But if right now we're being so discriminated against that we have to speak up. But if Kim felt discriminated against, if she felt like she couldn't speak because she was the only white person in the black show, she should feel comfortable enough to speak up about it. But things are so messed up for my people right now that she can't speak up about it.
Did you feel that way, that you couldn't speak up?
Yeah, of course. But my case was a little bit different because I joined a show where there was an all-white cast, and they were actually friends for years. You see what I'm saying?
It wasn't Did they have black friends besides you?
I've never seen any black people around them but myself. When I was out with them, I was the only black person.
Okay, so after all this happened, and it's surprising to me that you say that you didn't know Kristen and Stassi at all, because no. They really had, you said that, so what, it sounds like the plot of,
things they said about me, because I literally don't know them.
It sounds like the plot of Hustlers, like drugging men, robbing men, stealing cars.
Exactly.
Did you do all those things?
Huh?
Did you do all those things?
No, if I didn't, I'm sure the crazy policemen that work for the LAPD would have hunted me down. They definitely would not have had me on different television shows on MTV, huge television shows on MTV, actually, that I did that require background checks. They wouldn't have that. And you know what I did, actually? When I found out about the article and that they were referring to, I called the police department. I said, hey, is anybody looking for me? Because someone called and tried to get me arrested over this case. Oh, no, no one's looking for you. What's your social? What's your address? What's your name? No, you're not even in our database for anything. We're not looking for you at all. I'm sorry to hear about that, ma'am. That's really ridiculous.
Why do you think they went that far?
I don't know if they were... Maybe you can answer this, because like you know about Vanderpump Rules probably more than me, because I was on the show, but I didn't like watch every episode because I didn't like care about people like that when I got off. So were they close with Jax?
Oh yeah.
So they were really close. I know Kristen slept with him too when he was dating Sheena. I mean Stassi. So I think
more so they all really loved Brittany. And you said it's you know, Jax has done lots of horrible things on the show, and it's like they just kind of accept him. But after this happened with Jax, like, no, did anyone support you? Did anyone stick up for you?
No. I mean, I know James tried to, but like, what do you do in a room full of girls that are yelling at you? It's kind of hard to try to have my back every single time, especially when James was already getting attacked for things he does. So it was really tough to be able to get that love from somebody there. And then at the time also, Lala was finally getting respect from some of the girls. You know what I mean? Like, she was taking them on private jets and all this stuff, doing all this cool stuff. So this is the time where Lala was finally getting in the group that I felt like she wanted to be a part of. And it kind of... I feel like it switched up on me there too. It's like, okay, well, I can't really have her back because now I'm in a group of girls and I like Brittany and I like Inla and all this stuff like that. So they weren't able to kind of have my back either. So those are my only friends, because I literally stopped hanging out with Katie and them because I was friends with Lala and James. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have anybody to, like, have my back. So that's when I decided, hey, I want to just go because this is not right. But I don't know. At the time, I didn't know Kristen. I didn't know Stassi. I don't know. It would have made more sense for somebody like Katie or Sheena to be malicious like that, because they actually spoke with me. But for Katie and Kristen and Stassi to do that, I don't know why. I don't know them. They literally know nothing about me. So to attack me in a way, to see an article and say, oh, that's a black girl. Oh, yeah, yeah, she has a wig on. That's a weave. That's a weave. Yeah, okay, she has a weave. Okay, what else? Is that a tattoo? Oh, that's a tattoo. It's faith. Let's say it's faith. And like, let's call the police. Let's get her arrested. That to me is insane, because I don't know them at all. I think I spoke to Stassi one time And that was at Christian's engagement at Lisa's house. And we were really cordial to each other. That was it. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Faith. I'm Stassi. Nice to meet you. That was it. I don't know them. So that's when I realized there's something else going on there.
Do you feel like that was stereotyping? I've seen the picture that was posted. And
That looks nothing like me. That woman looks like she's light-skinned. I'm a black, dark-skinned woman. That looks nothing like me. So I was very, very upset because not only does that those rumors float because they have an audience, they have a lot of people that follow them, but I'm still doing shows. So when I get called by casting directors to do shows, they have to do background checks. So you know what they're asking me about? They're asking me if I robbed somebody, if I drugged someone.
Wow. And people ask you that because of these allegations?
Yeah, that's why.
So it's impacted your life.
Casting producers, they have to maintain their reputation. They don't want to have someone on the show that, you know, sleeps with young girls or is a racist, has a racist background. Or they're supposed to do that. They're supposed to do background checks and make sure you don't tweet racist stuff. Which I'm really shocked how these guys ended up with Vanderpump Rules, because you're not supposed to have like racist tweets and be on a show. So
no, you're not.
Kind of being a background check is for, because they hire an agency and the agency literally sends you your social media pages on pieces of paper and goes through your history. They did that for me, and they see no evidence of anything on my background. So when they tried to cast me for X on the Beach, they were like, "Oh, you know what's happening with that? You know, we heard about this allegations from Stassi and this girl named Kristen. It's just that's true." I'm like, "No, like that's not true. I heard the military was looking for you. They said the military was looking for you too." I'm like, "Ma'am."
Oh, you said they called the military police too.
Well, what they did was they went on a podcast and did interviews.
Or Stassi said that.
Yes, Stassi said this. And I think Kristen did too. They said that the military was looking for me and I was in trouble and that I was like, you know, on the run from the military. So I'm like, I'm out. Not only am I a veteran, because they didn't even know when I got out of the Army. I was out of the Army during this time, by the way. And I was honorably discharged, which means my 8 years of service was finally complete. I have a letter. I have a certification letter. I have a thank you congratulatory certificate from the military saying thank you for your service. I have all that.
So, and thank you for your service, by the way.
You're welcome. But I'm not, I mean, I'm not on the run from the military. And by the way, when someone is AWOL, which is what they were saying too, AWOL can mean you just didn't show up on time. So you're AWOL until you show up. So like, say you're 10 minutes late, you're considered AWOL. So they call you, you'll answer the phone. "Hey, supposed to be a training today." That means you're AWOL until you show up. Not AWOL, "Oh, we're looking for you. We're going to have you arrested in a military prison, like a jail." Like they were trying to say. It's just like, "Oh, AWOL, you're late," or something like that. So I was really upset about that too, because that really could have ruined the person's reputation that's trying to serve their country and do what I'm supposed to do for my people. And when I say my people, I mean the world. And they were trying to tarnish that. When something didn't work, they tried to do something else. And they didn't. And remind you, they didn't do any of this until they found out I booked X on the Beach. I don't know what. I think that made them mad too. But when I did my Entertainment Tonight show, I told them I was doing another show, and I guess that's when I found out Kristen and Stassi even knew who I was, because they were talking so much crap about me, and that's when it all came out. They weren't saying anything about me that I knew about when this whole thing happened on interviews. I didn't hear about these interviews till after I did Entertainment Tonight. So I don't know what made them do that.
And it wasn't Brittany. She was who would have been the one to be angry.
I mean, her friend should be angry for her too. I get that part. Angry.
But this is going if this is going very far. If someone, you know, going AWOL from the military, robbing, drugging men, like
they
if
were
someone
trying to get me arrested. They were trying to ruin my life over a man that is a dog. Like it didn't make any sense. I mean, no offense to him now. I'm so happy for them, and I hope their marriage works out. But at the time, they were saying mean things about him from what I heard. So I didn't understand why. Being angry at me, I get, because I've been cheated on before. So being angry at me, I get. I've been there. I've done that. But I have never tried to get the other woman arrested. I have never.
This is not just prank calling someone, or this is a different level.
This is, yeah, they try to ruin my life. And you see on the news all the time, and sadly, they're calling these women Karens. There are white women who call the cops on black people because they know what would happen to these black people once the cops are called, because a lot of these cops are not thinking clearly once they're there because of the story and the picture that's being painted by these white women.
Faith, do you think that's what they were doing?
It feels like it, yes, because why else would they do that? It didn't make any sense. None of it makes sense to me. Until somebody can really, like, explain to me why in a way that I can understand, then until that time, I'm going to have to say yes. Because it doesn't make sense. I was never mean to them. Brittany has other friends that were upset. They didn't call the cops on me and try to have my life ruined or make lies about me or, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it's not like they're stupid. And from what I understand, they followed me around in a nightclub. They stalked me. Like, why else would anybody do that? I wasn't bothering anybody. So
what is the difference? Do you think they were just bullying you, or that they were targeting you?
It's beyond bullying. Bullying, you don't try to call the cops on somebody. Bullying, that's not bullying.
Do you feel like they felt like they could go farther or take it farther because people, I don't know, I don't want to put words in your mouth or why, in your, what do you think their motivation was? It doesn't make sense if they didn't know.
I don't know. What I will say is this has happened before. Jax has done this before, and they have not, all of them have not acted like this until it was me.
That's true.
I don't know why.
Black?
I'm going to say this, and y'all can quote me on this. I will say Kristen and Stassi were using their white privilege to use that to call the cops, because that didn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. The cops would normally listen to anybody like that, because it was Kristen and because it was Stassi. They're going to listen to them, just like it, like some certain people are listening to them now because they have a fan base. I'm sure Kristen said the sky was red today, somebody's going to believe Kristen because they love her. They watch her on the show. They watch what she goes through. They adore her. So when those same two people who have a duty to be an influence on to people and to be the good influence to people because of the people they're reaching, decide to use that influence to get a person wrongfully convicted of a heinous crime, like drugging someone and robbing them, that is wrong. That is devilish. That's evil.
Does that make you really angry?
Yeah. And I hope to God that they haven't done this to someone else in the past. I hope there's no one sitting in jail right now because of them. I really hope that I'm the only one they try to do that to. Because I honestly, for someone to do that, there's no way they've done that one time. But I really do hope that I'm the only person they did that to. Because honestly, before, when this first happened, I was more shocked and hurt by it and had to go talk to a therapist because I was so shocked by it. But I'm more angry, and you probably can hear it in my voice, I'm more angry about it now because of what's still happening in our community. And I look at the things that fuel it, and it's things like that. Wrongful convictions of people just because you're mad or you just don't like them. Like, that's not right.
It went as far as the police were actually investigating you, right? Like, they...
Honestly, in the podcast, when Stassi said that, I was told, well, what I heard in the podcast was that they low-key laughed at them and was like, no, we're not coming to arrest this girl. Like, they were like, no, we're not doing that. And what I later found out was that that girl was caught. So I guess they were like, why would we come and get someone that we already know about? We already have information on this person that's not her. So
when this was going on, did you reach out to Lisa? Did you reach out to anyone at Bravo? Did you say this is how people on your cast are behaving?
Honestly, I didn't. I was really shocked. What I was doing at this time was healing. I went and moved in with my sister. And then I really didn't have time to adjust, because the crazy thing is, there was a camera operator who works on Vanderpump Rules, who just so happened to be in Hawaii working on my show X on the Beach. So she was like, hey, oh my God, you're Faith from Vanderpump Rules. I work on your show. I just did it on for Evolution. I just did it. I just did their season. Do you know what's happening? I'm like, no, I'm doing X on the Beach. They take our phones. We don't have any access to the outside world. They said, and she told me, listen, they're all talking about you on that show. Every seen our film, they're talking about you.
And so while it's airing, this is after they've made all the accusations at to the police and everything?
Yeah, I guess so. And I didn't know about it. When I got back to this,
you didn't know that's what the plot of the season was going to be, you.
No, I was like, there's no way. I mean, it's Vanderpump Rules. They have tons of things to talk about. You could not have paid me to think that it was all going to be me. They have a huge cast. I mean, Lala, they have James and his music. They have all these things going on. There's no way in my mind I'm thinking that their lives are that boring where they're going to talk about what happened between me and him when he's done this before, like 3-4 times. So I'm like, there's no way. There's just no way. And plus, I'm not even on the show like that. So why would they want to talk about me? So
and why would we not see, if they thought you did all these things, why would we not see that on the show? Because that's a pretty, if we're looking for plot lines, you robbing and drugging a lot of men and them connecting.
I wouldn't have had friends. James would have known about it. Lala would have knew about it. It would have been this big old deal. I would hope they would have called the police on me a long time ago. Because that's what, I'm not a mastermind criminal. Like, I don't have access, like, to
and
drugs.
Stealing a car.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. And apparently, I'm a car thief. I did not know. When I came back, it felt like a lynch mob. Like, that's what it felt like.
What happened with the car? Can you talk
about
that?
So, in an interview, I was told this. And I was actually told this. I was literally, this is how I found this out, honestly, because I didn't know this was happening. I was sitting down with Maria Menounos' husband and three other girls on a TV show called The Tomorrow Something. And they said that Jack said that he thought that the day he came over to see me, his car went missing. So he thought after he came to see me that I stole his car, which doesn't make any sense because
you wouldn't have had time.
Even after the day, we weren't mad at each other. No one knew about it. So that doesn't make any sense. No one knew about it like that except for Lala. So why would I go steal your car when no one even knew there was an issue to be had because it had just happened? So nothing made sense. I just felt like they were trying, especially somebody like him, because he was very desperate. Like, he was calling me, threatening to kill himself if I continued on with this story. Another reason why I stopped talking about it, because I felt like someone's life was at risk. So I stopped talking about it. But, wow. They kept going on. Like, I still have those voice messages. Like, that kept going on. And I don't have them on my phone, but I had them send an email because I felt like, damn, like, people are going to think I'm crazy. Like, this is the reason why I didn't go on and talk about it, because he was really in a dark space. And they took advantage of that dark space. They do that to him every season. And that's his life. So they had to showcase his life, and I was involved in that, but I decided not to continue with that. Plus, MTV was saying, listen, don't worry about it. Come film with us, and you'll be great. We'll pay more money, all this stuff, and we think you're great. So I'm like, all right, great. Sounds great. I'm going over there. You guys are awesome. Thank you. So I didn't even know all this was even going on.
Do you think that some of this was the aggression and the threatening to kill himself? Do you think some of it was kind of manipulation or intimidation to get you to not talk? Or microaggression, maybe?
I'm guessing so. I don't know what a person goes through in a situation like that. I've never been in that situation before with anyone. So I don't know where his mental state was, but I do know that it was very fragile. It was a very fragile state. Because even when it came out at Sheena's birthday party, he was looking at me like, Faith, please. Say it's a lie. I just say it's a lie. But I knew at that time, if I said no, I would forever be known as a liar. No matter what, I would be known as a liar. And it was, I knew they were going to film it because, or air it because it was something, it had something to do with Jax. So I had a big decision to make in literally 0.5 seconds. So I decided to just be honest and tell the truth because Brittany deserved to know the truth. And I wasn't gonna lie about it once asked. And I always told myself that. So when I was asked, I looked at him, I said, listen, I'm not gonna lie. And I said the truth. And I could tell right then and there that it broke his heart and that he looked upset, he looked angry, and the rest is history.
So let me just ask you a very blunt question, because we are in the time that we are in, and I think everyone is taking kind of a look at themselves and
yeah,
seeing what their behavior is. do you think what you experienced, do you think it was girls being bitches and bullying, or mm-hmm. do you think it was racist?
Here's the deal with this. This comes with, I'm going to say this. This comes with people educating themselves to know how they would react to a situation like this. Because I can't, for me to tell you it's racist, for me, I don't feel comfortable saying that because I don't want to call them racist.
What did it feel like to you?
For me, that's a very strong word to use. I will say this. Bullying, I've seen that. I've seen that a lot, especially on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, what they were doing a lot was bullying. And that's bullying. Or, you know, with, you know, how Sheena and them, how James does, when James is talking about Katie and her weight, that's bullying. That's not right. But there is a certain thing called white privilege. Now, that is a very true fact. There's a certain thing called white privilege.
I agree.
I do truly believe that Stassi and Christian was using their white privilege and doing whatever they could, saying whatever they could, making me look however they could to try to ruin my life and get me arrested by the police. I do truly believe in my heart to this day that they felt like the police would believe them, no matter what.
Do you think they would have taken it that far and had you go to jail and all that? Or yeah. Do you think it, wow.
I heard it all in, like, the tone of her voice to Stassi. It was a joke. It was, like, not a joke like we're going to play a prank, but it was like, oh, this will be fun to have Faith get arrested. How dare she hurt our friend Brittany like that? How dare she? Let's get her arrested. They're going to, like, it felt like she was thinking to herself, I'm Stassi. I'm Christian. Why wouldn't the cops believe me over this, you know, black girl who's a horrible person, who's a Jezebel. Like, I felt like in their heart, the scenario outcome for them would have been that. Would have been me being arrested. Would have been, and who knows what would have happened if the police had came. Because I was with black people who would have found out about why the police were there, and they would have been very upset alongside with me. So who knows what would have happened? Who knows? I would not have gone to prison or going to lockup, wherever they were taking me, willingly. Because that's not right. Because I knew that wasn't me. And I knew who was doing it. So I would have, who knows what would have happened to me that night had the cops that came. I'm going to leave that just there. Because I was with black men and black women, and they would have not been happy about that. And they knew that because they followed me around the club and saw my location, knew who I was with, and still decided to call the cops. Knowing, not truly in their heart, knowing that person was me, but them wanting vengeance and revenge for their friend Brittany. So, I don't know. For me, that's using their white privilege. I'm not going to call them racist. I will call them very ignorant and very uneducated. But I'm not going to call them racist. That's up for you and people who've watched them, you know, grow up and watch them on the show. That's for you guys to decide in this world today. That's what the blackout was for, too, is for people to educate themselves on what's going on. Because it's not right for black people to tell you this is how you should think. That's not right. You're supposed to, when you educate yourselves, you're empowering yourself on the situation so you can think on your own. Like, if that was you and you were Brittany's friend, and I did that to Brittany's friend, or to Brittany, and you were her closest friend, would you have thought that was me in that picture and called the cops on me and tried to get me arrested? Would you have done that? And then when that didn't work, would you have been so mad that you couldn't get me arrested that you then decided to try to get the military police to look into me and try to find me and, you know, arrest me too? Would you do that? Okay. And if that didn't work, because Faith doesn't do that, would you then try to name me a car thief for the world to know that and say, she's a car thief. My car was stolen. I don't know who did it, but it could have been Faith. Let's say it was Faith. They tried every way they could to try to destroy me. And I don't know why. I've never done, they can't name one thing wrong that I've done to actually them. Not one of them can say anything mean that I've done to them. So I don't know. I just know that they live in this world where they think they can get away with certain things. And I don't think all white people feel like that. I don't think that's the case. So that's why they should be called out. Because that's not, everyone is not like that. There are certain people that think that way. And I hope that they change. And I pray to God that I'm not the only person that's happened to from them. So
I I think there's I am a white person, and I definitely am taking a look at myself to see if I'm sure guilty of white privilege. I've never taken it to that extent whatsoever, but mm-hmm. or if there's an extent of it, but that has to be very scary, knowing that the color of your skin, just because you're black, that might be the only factor in whether or not the police believe you or how they treat you.
It's sometimes the sad part is, now luckily I've been very blessed, because when I'm pulled over, the first thing they see is my military stuff in my car. So they talk to me a little bit differently. They're really kind to me. I haven't had any run-in with the police where I felt threatened. So I'm going to say that. And they've all been white cops. So, but what I will say is, when someone paints the picture that you are danger to society when you're not, that's when it's scary. That's when it's terrifying, because
when it's affecting jobs and people are asking you about it.
Well, no, like, this is what I mean. For instance, I don't know if you've been seeing the news, but
oh yeah,
there was a black man that was in a park, and a white woman called the cops on him. She almost killed her dog. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes, I did, in New York.
In New York, yes, Central Park, I believe. So, and if you watch the video, she paints the picture like she's being attacked at that very moment. She's screaming for, like, her life. And this man is videotaping her. That's when white privilege is being used, because it's saying, listen, this man is attacking me. He's black. I just want to reiterate that this man is black and he's attacking me. That's painting the picture that this man is a threat. He's a black man. She's screaming, so he must be strong, and he's attacking her. And literally, like, she's using her theater to, like, get these cops who are trained to help people. She's getting these cops to feel like that man is a threat. And when they get on the scene, they're not going to come on the scene nice and, you know, like in a domestic violence situation, come in and see, okay, let's talk to those people, see what's going on, or two sisters fighting. They're going to, you know, they're going to come in understanding, trying to talk to both parties to find out what's going on. This woman was screaming, saying this man was attacking her. They were going to come on that scene, and they were going to hold him down. They were going to make sure they disable the threat, because that's what officers do. That's what military does. They disable the threat first. So that's when force comes into play. So she painted that picture so that way when those cops got there, he would have got what she felt like he deserved for ruining her day. And that would have been, you know, probably beat up by the cops and thrown on the ground and using excessive force, because that's what they should do. They should use excessive force to somebody who is a threat, who is a threat, who is, like, really attacking someone. That's what cops are trained to do. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. We all saw that on the video. So when Stassi and Christian decided to call the cops and say that I was this terrible person and I was drugging people and I was in the club right now. She's here. We got her. She's in the club. This is the woman y'all looking for. Mm. She's been killing people. She's drugging people. She's robbing them. Y'all got to come get her. They're saying stuff like that. So if the cops would have come that day to get me, that would have been their mindset. Is they're coming to get this woman who is a mastermind, who has drugs on her, who's trying to.
We need to get her down. We need to.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm saying. And not knowing that I'm a military veteran that served 8 years and has honorable discharge and, you know, does all kinds of stuff for the community, like works for her church and does all these different things. They wouldn't have known that about me. They wouldn't have known that. They would have just known that because these two girls decided that threat. I was this person. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to get people to see. Is to educate themselves on that. That's wrong. You can be mad at somebody. You can call them a slut and a hoe and whatever you want. Not nappy headed, obviously, because that's really wrong.
Did that surprise you? Since Brittany had a black fiance or boyfriend, at least I think they were pretty serious. I think he was.
Yeah,
her fiance.
She told me. She showed me pictures of the baby. That have a mixed fit. Everything.
Did they have a baby together?
Well, I seen it. She has a family member who's a baby who's a mix. I do know about that. Baby? Huh?
You think it's her baby with him?
No.
Oh, Brittany, I was like, what?
Brittany has a family member who's a mm-hmm. child, who's mixed, who's a gotcha. Very beautiful, beautiful baby. It's not hers, though. But she was showing me pictures of the baby. What shocked me wasn't that part. What shocked me was because she didn't come off that way at all. I knew that she'd be upset. I've seen her cuss and yell at James before, but I didn't think that she would be upset and then that this would come out of her that I didn't even know was in her to say in the first place. I get people get mad, but I didn't think Brittany had it in her to say that. Like, she could have said I was a hoe, or she could have said I was ugly. That, you know, I would have been okay with that because I know I'm not either of those things. So I would have been okay with her saying that because she's mad. But to attack me and my black appearance that I can't change, and that I wouldn't change, is my hair, the texture of my hair is weird. It's wrong. It's, I don't know if she was trying to sound cool because she was on camera or she had been drinking or not. But either way, she doesn't get an excuse for that. I don't care. I don't care if Jack slept with 18 girls and they were black. She doesn't get to call any of those girls nappy headed nothing. Because that's not okay, especially if you're not going to leave them. It doesn't make any sense. So even to this day, I'm not going to call Brittany a racist, because Brittany has a good heart, and I think Brittany just needs to educate herself on what to say and what not to say.
Do you think maybe she was thinking, do you think that that's really how she thinks, or that she was thinking of the worst thing she could say because she was so mad?
People only say things that's in them. I mean, that's and I true. Say and I say that, but I also say that to say you can learn from those mistakes and not be that person anymore. I don't think that she should be held accountable for her actions if she's changed. If that's not how, you know what I'm saying? Because I hate when people say that, like, oh, she's a racist. She said that. She's going to be a racist forever. No, like, that's not the case. She was ignorant to an emotion she felt, and she needs to work on that part of her. I don't believe Brittany is a racist, and I'm not going to say that about Brittany. She doesn't deserve that.
That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah, because that's not, I'm not out to get the franchise. Like, that's not what happened. I was just trying to explain to them during a time where I felt so emotionally upset at what's happening in our world, that's still happening. My dad was a victim of racism in his time growing up. I mean, he used to have rocks being thrown at him on the way to school because he lived in the Deep South in Georgia during the time of racism. And I see that we are not that far from where we've come so many years away from that.
But we're set back further now than we have been in a long time.
Yeah, you know, and from people that are on television, they gotta do better. We all have to do better, myself included, in my mistakes. We all need to do better. But something so simple as just having calm and decency for one another, they shouldn't even be on camera. They shouldn't be out there, because y'all are watching this. Kids are watching this.
And having some grace. I think you're being very gracious right now. You're teaching people.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this, though. You're the one that's given this platform. And that's what makes you also in a position of power. You can change a lot of people's way of thinking. That's why I congratulated you on this, because you're not like, oh, I'm Team Faith, I'm going to call Faith and get her answers. No, you are a fan of the show, and you're putting information out there for people to make the decisions on their own. But you're in a position of a great power, because this podcast will more than likely grow, and you're going to get more listeners, and it's important that they're getting the right information.
I think it's very important. That's one reason I very much wanted to talk to you, because I think it's very unique what you experienced, and that we didn't hear your side, and that we... Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think about the people that are on the cast now and what they've tweeted in the past and them still staying on the show?
Girl, you know what? Honestly, I don't even know what they said. Everybody kept DMing me. Oh, you know, this guy, Max. At first, I thought they were talking about Lisa's son. So I was like, Max tweeted it? No,
Max
way.
Is a racist. Like, oh, he couldn't be. He's sweet.
But he's so nice. He's so sweet. But I don't. Do you know what they said exactly?
I know that they. I do. I Googled it earlier.
Can you paraphrase it? Because I don't know if you can't say the word.
The N word was used a lot. Like it was that. It was that.
No.
Blatant. It was.
No, you're joking.
Hold on. I'm having my producer look for it now. Hold on. But that. I mean, it was that blatant. It wasn't just an innuendo or.
Like a song, like they were like saying a song or something?
No, it wasn't a cute song lyric. Hold on.
What?
It was, let's see. So this is an article from People.
Is it People?
This is, hold on. I'm scrolling through. So in 2012, so that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was Brett, and he's 31 now. So in 2012, he said, he allegedly tweeted, "What's up, wit?" He spells it W-I-T. "Black people wearing so much Aeropostale, I don't get it, LOL." And then he also had the hashtag "Women suck." And then he...
Women suck? Why?
I don't know. He says, let me scroll through.
What?
I'm trying to put, he said he's disgusted and embarrassed. Okay. When disgusted. I'm up in the gym, I just have bouncing on my dick by Tyga on repeat, my N-word. Hashtag swerve, just get swole. And then another tweet from 2012. N-word head be bumping right, nah, N-A-H, I'm bleepy as hell. Another tweet from October of 2012. It upsets me that the word N-word is not allowed to be said unless you are black, because quite honestly, it's my favorite word, period, N-word.
What? Who said this?
This is Max Boyens, who is on the cast right now.
What does he do on the cast?
He just came on this season.
Is he a waiter?
I think he works at Tom Tom. I have not paid that much attention to the...
Oh wait, he's actually one of the managers at Tom Tom, isn't he?
It's either him or Brett. Yeah, he is one of the men. Hold on.
Oh my God.
He also, in the reported tweets posted in 2012, Max called the N-word his favorite word, talked about wanting to punch Asians, and called pop star Justin Bieber queer. Brett, a waiter at Sir and Lisa's personal trainer, also reportedly tweeted the N-word multiple times along with the hashtag "Women suck."
What? Okay, I knew it was bad, but I normally, when somebody says, when Lisa says, "Oh, it was a mistake," I'm thinking, okay, it was a song. Like, oh, he probably just
tweeted the lyrics to Gin and Juice or something. Like,
yeah, I didn't think it was this. Like, this was coming from actually, like, from his being of who he is. Like, I didn't think that was that, but you can't dismiss that as a mistake. You can't even learn from that without real help.
So on the reunion Tuesday, Max emphasized his original apology, adding, "I'm an adult now, and I cringe even thinking about those things."
Okay, Lisa, no.
So he was, Lisa asked how his diverse family felt about the tweets, and Max confirmed that his grandfather, who pretty much raised, unquote, him, is black, and his mother is biracial. "We live in a generation now," this is a quote, "where saying some things, even if you are of that culture, is frowned upon. I just want to say I'm just really sincerely sorry. I'm not even, there's okay, no excuse," he said.
I'm not trying to cut you off, but I really just get really frustrated when people think people with mixed families, even if they're mixed, you can be mixed and be a racist. I just want to put that out there. You can be mixed with black and white and be racist against your own white people. You can be mixed black and white and be racist against black people. It's whatever you choose to be racist against. Just because you have a black person or a black friend, or I listen to Beyonce, I'm not racist, but I'm white. That doesn't mean anything. It's who you are. It's all about your way of thinking. It's nothing to do with who's in your family. So I say that to say there's no way he would have asked his grandfather if his grandfather wore Aeropostale. Why are you wearing Aeropostale? I can't believe you're wearing Aeropostale. You're black. I don't think he would say that to his grandfather. I would hope that he's not that heinous. But I just,
and his grandfather probably wasn't on Twitter to see this. He probably would have been felt.
I hope so. I mean, but I have to say, after seeing a clip of it, because this blog site posted me on their Instagram, and I was able to see this blog, Instagram page, and I saw that there were like a lot of clips of the reunion, and I saw that they were kind of dismissing it as a mistake. Oh, it's a mistake. Oh, he's changed. And as he's apologizing, I'm seeing Lala shake her head like, yeah, what's wrong? It's a mistake. And he's like, yeah, it's a mistake. So I'm thinking it wasn't that big of a deal. But you cannot just throw water on that and hope that little fire.
You can't just, that's a very strong word to throw to use.
Yeah. And like, he's really, he said he was disgusted by us. Disgusted. You know, you have to really like not like something to be disgusted. Like, that's a lot. I don't know if he was looking for approval from somebody. Maybe a black man stole his girlfriend. I don't know what really ate him up in his heart to say these things, but that's.
And do you think in 2012 that he could have tweeted something like that and felt that strongly about it? That was what, 8 years ago, and then totally have turned around now?
I mean, I would be interested. I think the question that should have been asked that I don't think was asked was, and that Andy, I wish Andy would have had this much passion about the questions he asked them that he had with Jax and the homophobic priest.
That's what my producer is screaming at me to ask you about.
Yeah, I don't think
the rally of support against the gay and trans community versus the black community. How do you feel about that?
Well, before I go there, I just want to say this one little thing about this. I just hope that the message that we're trying to get out is to understand the change, right? So you can't just tell somebody, oh, that's a long time ago. The question I should have been asked was, well, what came about this change? What took you to this change? Like, not that I thought it was stupid, because you don't just change like that in that way of thinking. Something would have had to happen. You have to have some type of education from somebody. So I would hope that that's what happened, but I doubt it. So back to the LGBTQ community and the racist things that are happening right now, I will say this as well. I got a lot of messages about this that I wrote out that I ended up deleting it because I just felt like it was negative and I shouldn't have said it, but it is still how I feel. I said, Lisa does a lot for the LGBTQ community and support. And she does a lot for dogs all across the world to try to help them what they're putting dogs through all over the world. I said, unfortunately, George Floyd is not a dog. Wow. And that's how I feel, because had George Floyd been a dog, Lisa would have marched like she did for Vanderpump Dogs. I know she did, because I marched right alongside her, literally right next to her. She would have been there for LGBTQ community.
Me chills, Faith. My God.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm trying to do, is to get people to see that I'm not pro. Oh, I'm just black. Everybody got to put their hands fist up. No, these are just simple things.
If he had been a dog, she would have marched.
Yeah, because they go out of their way. They cry on camera. They talk in microphones to congregations of people about how wrong it is to eat and kill these innocent dogs, and how terrible it is to have all these bad things against these wonderful, innocent people who just want to love one another. Same sex. That's it. That's all they want. And all we want to do is just have the same rights. We want to live. When the cops are called, we want to be able to get help, not be scared for our lives. I don't want to have to tell my newborn son, who I just had, that he better be careful when the cops come, because sometimes they're not coming to protect you. They're not, sometimes. You have to be careful. Just be careful. I don't want to have that conversation, because it doesn't sound natural. It's not right. Because I know my friends don't have to have that with their kids who are white. So I don't get why people who've seen injustice to people that aren't black and help them, that claim to have so much love in their heart for the littlest of people and the littlest of creatures, wouldn't have that for breathing, living people, brothers and sisters. What? I don't get why people would do that. And Lisa, I'm sorry to say, didn't even try to help the situation with me and Brittany that she did with Sheena and the guy and Brandy's ex-husband. She was trying to get them together and talk about it and get them to, you know, reunite. She could have done the same thing if she was trying to help with me and Brittany. But no, she didn't, because she liked the drama. And she's, now she's doing this whole thing, tweeting out justice for George Floyd, but has done nothing to try to help the community at all. And if she has, I apologize. But I'm sure if she did, she would have tweeted about it. But right. I just don't see that passion, and I think it's a trend to be a Black person's friend for them. I think it's not for them, but for Kristen and Stassi and the people that are testing the squares who have gone out of their way to bring injustice to Black people. So I'm gonna say that. But I do. I wish Ariana the best. I wish Katie the best. I wish Lala the best. I wish all of them the best, but I just wish that they are given education on how to act, and if they're going to have people on camera, to really vet them, because people are watching this, and we all know that to be racist, sometimes learned. Not sometimes, it is. It's learned. It is. You're not born racist. It's learned. So if they got people on camera that's living this lavish life and luxury in LA and are having tea with Lisa, but they can say the N-word and get away with it, then they're going to say that's okay. Just like these other nations, if they watch this injustice and nothing happens, and they can have control over the world or their nation by strict force, they're going to adapt to it. So all these other countries that are watching in on what on the news that was happening to us, they better make sure they have a voice in this and make sure they're on the right side of history, because if it works out here, other nations are going to adapt that. And I'm speaking as a soldier right now. They will adapt that because it works. And USA is not some little baby nation. We're a huge superpower nation. So if we can get away with something like that, other nations will follow suit, because it's in their favor at the end of the day. People are too scared. So that's why people have to be a little bit more radical, and so people can listen. But listen, I don't want to go get into all that.
No, it's great. You need to get into all that. And I won't take up too much. I thank you for talking to me this long. And this has been amazing.
No problem.
And the amount of grace you're showing and wanting to educate people and just really putting into perspective how fucked up things are. And there's no other way to say it. Is there anything you would say directly to anyone? Because they have a humongous platform, the cast of Vanderpump Rules, Bravo. How can they do better?
I would say if you're going to cast people on the show, don't cast people who are saying.
And we hear that baby telling his mama to preach in the
background. I know. My baby's like, Mommy, said, preach, come on, mama. Let's go. I would just say, again, to Miss Brittany Taylor, I apologize and I love you and I'm sorry for what I did to you. You did not deserve that. No one on earth deserves that. I pray for your happiness and I hope one day you can forgive me. I also would like to say to Bravo and the rest of the cast, Vanderpump Rules cast, please don't use the hashtag as a trending topic. If you care about us, do something with us. Be out there with us. Show your support. Take a class if you need to, because this actually is a state of emergency for us. This is not some little offense. This is in a state of emergency. We are being murdered. So I would hope that would be enough cause for at least one class or something for you to educate themselves on how to react when they see something happening to that's wrong, that they know is wrong to a person of color or not of color, just to be in the know, so they're not so out of it and they're tweeting these crazy things. Like, just be in the know and do better. And that's, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Okay, babe, mama's coming. Oh,
Faith, thank you. This has been incredible. I have chills.
I'm glad.
I'm so honored you took the opportunity to speak to me, and thank you for your service to our country and for showing us how to have a conversation and it be okay to say, if you don't know, that's okay. I want to educate people. It doesn't have to be the way it is now. And I think you've opened the door with that Instagram Live to a much bigger conversation. Like, you're definitely not afraid of shaking some things up, and that's great. I love a woman with a voice.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, and I hope that you have a great evening and kiss that baby. And I can't wait to see what you do next. You're an incredible woman.
All right. No problem. Stay in contact and you guys be blessed.
Thank you so much, Faith. I will talk to you later. You have a great day.
You too. Later.
Bye-bye.